The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're checking in on Bravo. Might talk a little Sex and City, too, since we're here. We have some hot topics to get to. Did you see the video of Andy at Pride?
I did. I feel bad for him.
So this is the thing. I thought he reminded me of Tony Soprano in like
Wishes.
No, like seriously, like Tony Soprano, one of his strip clubs, and one of the scenes where like people are talking to him. I think what was interesting to me was seeing him like in a dominant position like that, just like working this like young guy on
pinching
his lap.
Nipples.
That was the part, pinching the nipples. This is not about gay, straight, whatever. I don't want to see anybody just getting their nipples pinched in public.
Like, not really. He's like a guy, like seeing your dad at the strip club or something. Pinching nipples, and they've those googly eyes, those sex eyes.
Yes,
it
felt wrong.
Breach of privacy.
Yeah, like it just seems like, yeah, leave him alone. Like, just let him do his thing in private. I don't want to see a video of myself doing that. You know what I mean? Just like let people live their life. Leave him alone.
I know.
I'm glad you found it, though.
He is macking it, I think he's been. He always says he got famous later in life, and he doesn't realize that he's too famous probably at this point to just be. I mean, he's not, he can do whatever the fuck he wants, but he has to, he can't be shocked that people are scumbags like that, right?
No, I don't think so.
But it's just hard,
wild to see though,
guys in their sex face.
Yes.
And if I ever saw Tyler's sex face, it wasn't for me, I wouldn't be able to move on. It would cause a fight monthly. It would piss me the fuck off. Gay guy, all men, that thought got me triggered that all men should just be gay because women just get in the way of their life. You know, we're here to procreate or whatever, but it's like gay guys have the life. I was like, maybe all guys are gay, but gay guys are the bravest one. They're just the brave ones to come out and live life. They get to go just do whatever the hell they want. Fuck at the gym. Gay guys are so free with each other. It's just men on men getting action. Yes. And it's the straight ones that are really missing out on life, dealing with women.
That's true. All right, let's see. Speaking of gay, Justine is now going to start watching this because we have an interview next week with somebody from the Ultimatum.
Justine's Queer gay. Love.
Justine's this announcement. No. If you guys haven't watched The Ultimatum Queer Love on Netflix, I know I was late to the party. Justine's even later. 10 out of 10 show. Cannot wait to talk to you about it.
10 out of 10. Wow.
Well, I mean, it's like on the par of Love is Blind in terms of just like seeing into this window of like this weird show.
Love it is in San Diego.
So we're going to be doing an interview after the holiday about that. Catch up if you guys haven't watched it after the holiday. And then we're also going to be doing an episode on things we're watching next week, just like other things we're watching. But obviously, you guys already know The Bear is fucking phenomenal. So we'll talk a little bit about that on our next episode.
I should watch that. I don't have time, but I should.
You really should.
I wish I could just touch the phone to my head and just absorb what the fuck's going on.
Right. That'll happen one day. It's like a Black Mirror episode.
With my skinny pill. I think Ozempic talking Emily.
Yes.
She looks great. And I think she's claimed she was only on Ozempic for a month. I don't know if I believe it, whatever. She says it kickstarted it and liposuction.
You saw the DM from a listener we got about Ozempic?
Oh, I did, but I kind of zoned out. I mean, to each their own. I think that it's going to end up turning into a pill form and being fat won't exist anymore.
Maybe, but what she said, I want to find this. I can't find
right. She says you get, which I'm not struck.
She said essentially she had like diarrhea, was nauseous, felt like death, and push then through. immediately gained all the weight back.
Right. You got to learn. Obviously, that's going to happen. But yeah, I think eventually, if you want to be skinny and with people, it will keep you, you'll just keep going on and off of it. And they'll get it so that it doesn't, you don't lose your gallbladder sometimes.
I'm sure it's
it's creepy. It's just the beginning of
stay skinny.
It's really creepy. It's kind of scary when you see how much weight these people are losing. My question is, I would never do it because it doesn't seem obviously healthy. I'm too scared, you know.
Right. Me too.
Half the people probably never got the COVID vaccine, but they're popping Ozempic, injecting shit. You know, if it was a pill and it was 20 years down the road, maybe I'll be popping it. I can't say I wouldn't. Yeah. But my question is, they're not eating all day. So how are they not passing out? I guess they eat a little tiny bit just to get through and not pass out like Emily Blunt on The Devil Wears Prada. But what about nutrients? Your bones are just hollowing out. You don't have any vitamins. You're just not eating all day for months at a time and you're dropping weight so you look like a skeleton.
It's crazy.
You're going to fall. You're going to pass out driving and die.
I know. I want no parts of it. As much as it'd be great to be 110 pounds or whatever the fuck these people weigh, it's not worth the risk. Like at
not
all.
Right now. Right.
No,
but I just see the future of it. It is creepy.
Oh, it's ill for sure.
And she looks transformed. Emily looks like a freaking sex pot from France in 1920s, flashing her tits on at the crazy horse. She would be the star. She looks insane.
I saw Remy Ma. You probably don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay. You know Remy Ma. She might be on Ozempic. She looked fucking phenomenal at the BET Awards. And I was like, she looks skinny, not like she got a BBL or like she doesn't look like that. She just looks much thinner.
Kardashian. Or that's what Khloe did. They don't look healthy. They look ill.
It's crazy. Remy Ma looks good. But yes, I agree that
it gets probably addicting.
Yeah.
How do you stop?
I'm sure. I don't know.
Got to create such a disorder in your fucking head when you see that scale creeping up. You're like, get the needle. Just injecting something in my body if I don't have freaking diabetes or something, I'm not doing it.
No, absolutely not. Speaking of the BET Awards, which I watched, which were good.
God bless you.
I know. A lot of good like throwback music, which is the only way I could watch. Which got me and Torian talking about like the top five female rappers or something. He was like, we were having this whole conversation. Then I had to look it up. Let me just take a guess who I wrote this down. On the top.
I saw it.
Just because it blew my mind. So you already saw it.
I saw it.
Number
real quick.
One grossing rapper of all time is Iggy Azalea in record sales.
Oh, that was number one?
Number one, Iggy Azalea.
I thought
or maybe two. She was like one or two. I think she's
I thought
one.
She was number five. Where'd that go? You sent it in the topics. Where'd it go? Did it delete?
I'm gonna look it up.
I thought it was what's her face?
Who? Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
No, I think Iggy was one.
Oh, okay. I read it opposite.
Let me find my reference. Here we go. List.
Who would I guess it would be?
Oh, she's number two. Okay. Nicki Minaj number one. Iggy Azalea is number two. 70 million records.
With what? That one song?
Yes,
I wouldn't even recognize her.
Oh, I would, but
I think of White Chicks, the girl in white, or you know, the Wayans brothers. Not Marlon to be Wayans. Rude, but that's who I think. Now, who's three?
Here we go. Three is Lauryn Hill, Justified.
Okay. Lil' Kim. She's a rap. She's considered a rapper, not a singer. But
she is. Yeah, Lauryn Hill, Lil' Kim, Cardi B, Missy Elliott.
Wow, who's missing? Yeah.
I mean, Lil' Kim isn't on.
Lil'
Mama, I said
Lil'
Kim.
Or is that Lil' Mama?
Lil' Mama.
With the lip glosses popping? That doesn't beat Iggy Azalea?
That does not beat Iggy Azalea. Wow. Iggy Azalea had, like, hits internationally, I think. I just thought that was a wild random
living a
fact.
Dream.
All right, where are we starting this week? What do you want to talk here?
We could talk Ralph from Atlanta. Oh,
Atlanta. Okay, I was like,
what's her name?
Yes.
Ralph and
Drew.
Drew. They're good TV.
Drew is good TV because she has the combination of ambition and stupidity mixed, meaning
she's
she
perfect.
Doesn't realize how ridiculous she's being on television. Like the fact that she set up this whole video where she can't rollerblade, which if you listen to our Love Island Justine things, everyone knows
is
how
she
to
rollerblading or roller skating.
Okay, whatever, roller skating. Either
There's
one, she doesn't know what she's doing and decided to do an entire video shoot.
It's ridiculous.
Like an idiot.
It's so dumb.
I
Nobody,
love what Kenya said.
The roller skating rink videos are done. Stop.
Oh, when she said it was low budget Beyonce vibes, when Kenya said that, I was like, exactly. Once somebody like Beyonce has shot a video is about something,
or Jessica Beyonce, Simpson, I'm just
whoever you want, once a star has done it, leave it alone. You can't, just let it go.
It's just dumb. Nope. What music video? No one's listening to your music, Drew. That's what's so great about it. But I hate a housewife music video filming.
I do too.
I hate it taking up an episode.
You know which one I loved? There's a few.
Miami was okay.
Miami was entertaining. And
that was okay.
Wasn't there a New York one with Lan that was funny too?
Yeah, that's okay. I take it back.
But
all right.
Yeah. It depends on the artist.
And this wasn't terrible. This episode wasn't. Drew and Ralph fascinate me to no end. They should be on the show more. Ralph is just nuts. Banning someone's sister from coming in the house unless she's done something terrible is psychotic.
Well,
And aggressive.
It takes
and
two to tango.
Right.
So Drew allowed that ban to happen.
Right. No, I mean, it's nuts that she's just like, okay, you're not allowed. Can you imagine? The divorce would happen already.
It's wild.
Unless the sister pushed my kids down the stairs. I mean,
right.
She's allowed in.
Right. 100%. I think the season is okay. I think there's like,
it's
moments.
A 2 out of 10.
Yeah, there's moments that are fun. Like, I agree with you. All the Drew stuff was great.
They're
outside
great.
Of that, I don't care about
Sheree and Candy's conversation was entertaining.
That was great. She by Sheehan. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
But they have a respect of long-term housewives where like she's like, I don't want to be fighting with you, Candy. You know, like they really like they don't. They just want to be like they don't want to be on the same fight, which I appreciated. And they kind of cut it like adults, you know.
Yeah,
they
right.
Deaded
right.
it.
Dude, the fight was fake and it's still entertaining because it's just them two, or they really are. Candy really can fight with a smile on her face so well.
She
or
can.
Sheree knows her place that Candy's the queen. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be true as
which
well.
I'm okay with.
Yeah, me too. Respect.
But Sheree deserves she never should have left. She's great.
Never. She really is excellent.
Marlo,
I love her.
Oh, go ahead.
Like, no, just her She by Sheree bullshit. Like it's so unbelievably full of shit. And when she's talking about it, it's like one of those people where you're like, you know, you don't know. It sounds like you have any idea about what you're talking about. Knock it off. But it's good.
She's nuts and she's great TV.
Marlo's date. Don't care.
Marlo's date was nice and all, but Marlo in the car, she's so damaged from just her whole life. And she kind of scares me. Like, I don't think she would really do something, but you just don't know what she's really going to do. And she's so, her low blows are not fun. It's just a darkness. It's really sad.
It is very much to me like Kenya. Kenya is damaged and says dark shit as well. And like,
I think it's a deeper, to me, it's completely different.
I think they both like, they're both willing to tear down a person very quickly to
maybe
like
Kenya
make
hides
a point.
It. Maybe Kenya's had more success and it's different. And
it feels different, but
it shows it different. I can see
vibe.
What you mean.
You know, like last week, she's telling her she's a garbage bucket that blah, 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 blah. Like Kenya can say nasty shit as well. But I agree with you. There's a darkness in Marlo, but I think it comes from the same place.
I love Marlo, but Oh God, it's hard to watch. She hangs up and just gets real nasty, and the driver doesn't know what the fuck to do.
What did she say? She said like "volicious" or something. He's like, "What's the word I need?"
Voluptuous.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she's like "volicious," "voluptuous," whatever.
I love Marlo, but I also
Marlo's fun when she's happy and everything's like. She's not sad. As fun when she's She's fighting.
She's had such a hard life, and it's just a little girl. And Kenya, they're just little girls when she gets aggressive like that. She doesn't know how to handle it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She was probably like that sitting in a freaking foster home. This world is so fucked up.
Yeah,
it really is.
It is.
But yeah. Well, you know,
I don't have anything else.
There you go.
Should we talk OC?
You know, the second half of the episode, I don't hate OC. I actually am not the only person who is really saving, or I guess is Heather and Taylor. Taylor, I like watching Taylor on it. Taylor is kind of saving it for me, but I do love Heather roasting Taylor at the end because Heather's so nuts about being an actress. She's obviously so insecure about it.
I liked the end because I think when OC works for me is when it's like so ridiculous that it's like comical watching these women in Montana dressed like cowboys fight about who's a better actress. Like
in the IMDb's.
And you're both trash, right? Like that's fun. What's not fun is like hacking montages.
Jen and Ryan talking.
And Jen and Ryan forced conversations. Yes. Like, I know who these people are. They are ridiculous human beings.
Yes.
Just put them someplace let them be ridiculous. Yes. And like, let Shannon, like, be like, I need to touch up my makeup. And like,
I love
spiraling
that.
On the
right,
trip.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Fun. It's like,
if
you
I was
have
on
to
a trip
let them
with Shannon.
Just be oh my God.
Like, just, you don't need makeup. Like, just come on.
She had a full face.
Stop
I didn't know
it.
What she was talking about. Updating what?
What is she doing?
She already had a full face.
Is she allegedly doing drugs in the bathroom? What is she allegedly doing? I mean, it's weird. She's so sneaky, or she's calling somebody to have a little rendezvous before. It's like something shady about it. Like your kid is going to go eat a chocolate bar in the bathroom and they want you to get the fuck away from them because there's something sneaky to me about it. But
I just even loved her like trying to find her room and like this one. No, not this one. Like just, like you just, when you put these women outside of Orange County, I think is almost when the show works well.
Her and Ramona I need to see them together.
That would be interesting.
Tamara almost, I don't want to watch Tamara. There's something about Tamara that's driving me nuts.
I couldn't agree more. I think like I said, when the first episode, the break was not long enough. I feel like I 100%. Like there was no mystery about Tamara to me. I know exactly who she is. Honestly, over this entire time, there's maybe been 10% of like personal development and growth, maybe, but she largely is the same person she was season one.
She's not likable.
She is not likable. And she like, there has been nothing. Her storyline has just kind of been her being an asshole. And I don't know, like, her friendships, I don't even know, like it's just I don't have any interest in it. I really don't.
Usually when they get rid of a housewife, the only mistake they made was maybe with Luann. Like even when they bring 100%. A Kim Richards back, or these people want these people back, Tamara is, she's just trash. She's not a good friend. She's sitting there looking at Heather's IMDb with her roasting Heather's work.
Then brings it and then but see the Heather actress stuff is comedy to me. And like, she's not a real actress. She acted 20 years ago. That's fine.
Right.
So like, I think it's funny that they're like bringing it up, but the fact that she did that
at
the table,
so serious, right. Telling her the protocol of how to hire an actress.
Her
it's
face
great.
Getting
it's
like
great.
Red. She was like
nuts.
Really upset.
She's nuts.
So good. But I think like the fact that Tamara did that and then went back and then told Heather about it, like,
yeah,
it's like it's so intentional that she's doing it for drama, and it's just I don't
Housewives
know.
Has evolved. We don't have to play Housewives like that anymore.
No, you can just let people do their thing, and it will always. Adriana will compare her foot injury to Frankie's injury.
Right,
and we're
right.
off to the races. Okay,
yeah,
just let people do what they want to do.
Taylor's gonna we'll put her there. Own foot in her mouth, She yes. already has with Heather. Heather's raring yes. to go. Heather yeah. in a cowboy hat is fun. I mean,
great. Her face was getting really red and heated. She was getting very mad. You will denigrate my career is anti-female. It's just great. It was great. And she's dead ass serious too. And it's like, what career?
Right.
Really?
She was on Jenny's show, isn't it? And it's sad. I watched that show and it was on. Jesus I watched her. At, so I have an affinity for Heather Kent.
But and, back to Tamara, this is what it makes me.
But Heather is a good, Heather came back. I do like her, even though she actually got the boot.
In moments like that,
really
she's
didn't.
Good.
She wasn't fired. I bet she did walk away.
Yeah. I think the larger thing with Housewives, I should have sent it to you. There's this clip going around of Seinfeld on Howard Stern. And he said he was offered like $110 million to do one more season of Seinfeld. And he was like, there's this thing of like, you know, when people really love something, sometimes you just have to leave them with loving it. Like when a comedian goes on stage and they're an hour, they're great. If it's an hour and 30 minutes, people are like, he's a little long. It started to turn and it changes how you feel about it. Too much cake is not good. Like he's just saying,
I got a thing to say about Jerry.
I feel like with both Sex and the City, which we're going to talk about, and some of these Housewives shows, they don't know when to fucking just let good be good enough and let it go.
Especially because with Housewives.
Once you stretch it, it ruins the entire collection.
But
you know?
Jerry, Seinfeld was ruined. You fucked up the last season. You fucked up the last episode. And you know what, Jerry? Let's be honest, you little bitch. What you're not having is what's his face? Curb Your Enthusiasm. God, I can't think of his name right now.
Larry David.
Once Larry David left the show sucked or it wasn't the same. Larry David is the genius behind fucking Seinfeld. When did Seinfeld, you know, so he can go off and say, oh, you know, but you need Larry back, Jerry, and the show would be phenomenal. Anything that Larry does.
Yeah.
That's why Curb Your Enthusiasm is good, good and good and good and good.
Yeah.
Go to a stand-up with fucking Jerry Seinfeld. Who's laughing?
I told you.
No. Are you it's kidding? Crazy.
The last one.
You
the
suck.
Last, no, the last Seinfeld special he did on Netflix was comedic. I was laughing hysterically. I'm telling
he
you.
Is, I'm funny. Sure he's okay. But
it's very funny.
I think Jerry's very overrated. I think he got really Not lucky take. Teaming up with Larry David to me is a genius upon geniuses. And he should sign up with. I was just watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which you should watch because you love Mac with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're comedic
geniuses. I've
heard great
things about It's Always Sunny. I feel like
it's the reason Tyler and I are together. It's never too late. It's the best show. I mean, I don't want to over talk it, but you got to let any offensiveness go out the window, but it's just great. They're going to push it too far. They're getting too old, but all right. Sorry.
All right. It's still on.
Yeah, it's new right now.
Oh my God.
But Mac is like
stunning.
Mac looks like Ryan Reynolds. It scares me. I don't want him in with Ryan Reynolds because he's the creator of it too. And he's just the show is so good. I just love him. I don't want him to go too Hollywood on me.
Yeah, yeah. I love that show. You gotta watch the Welcome to Rome.
I know.
If you like Ted Lasso, you would really like it.
I will. I put it on and I wanted to watch it and I should have. And then Tyler's like, I don't want to watch this if it's not scripted. And so I said, you know, fuck. So we ended up watching something else. I never went back. And then he goes, we never watched that. I'm like, fuck you. I put it on. So that makes me angry. I will watch it. I am interested for sure.
All right. Anything else on OC here?
Heather and Terry, it makes me sad to grow up and move on. I don't want that day to come. And I wish that I had kids I wish I got pregnant young on and was on like Maury Povich so that I could have kids leaving in increments and not all at once. It's just, that's gotta be really hard. And when Terry said it's like the beginning of the end of our life, it does feel that way. And Terry does look like he's 1 foot out of the grave.
That was sad. And it just, it makes you think, man, it just happened so fast. It's like so fast, you know? And they're off.
One kid is halfway
thing.
There almost.
I know. God.
Hopefully, I told these old people, I go, they're like, oh, dear kid. I go, I hope they're losers and they stay home forever because I think I've said this before. And we joke around like, I want them to be a meat guy.
God. All right. Did you want to, Martha's Vineyard ended. Do we want to talk that or we want to talk Sex and the City? How are you feeling?
Oh, Martha's Vineyard. I love the show. I hope it stays on.
It was great.
What happened at the end? She fought with her boyfriend. She must've got shit faced. What's her name?
I think they all were wasted. Bria and Simon.
Did they have a reason that she was so mad at him?
No, like something like this, the way she talked, she told him to go walk the dog or something. I don't know. It was like something very dumb. I think Jasmine it was, I hope it gets another season. I hope they keep the people like a week longer. I get it. They're actually working and shit and they can only do 3 weeks. It's not like Summer House.
Pay
them.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Pay them. Let's get 3 weeks, like a Winter House season.
They bring back the real, if they bring back original Summer House and not the Martha's Vineyard, I'll flip out.
I agree. I think
it's 4th of July. I don't see them filming for Summer House.
This had the perfect
picked.
Yeah. This just had a really perfect blend of like a little bit of crazy, some compelling relationships,
I loved it.
Friends. Yeah. It was just really good. Solid all the way through.
And people are online saying who should be brought back. Everybody stop with this. Who should come back for why do we need a fresh people
right.
for season two?
Give people, give everybody the same. Yeah. Let's just
don't
go
bring
it.
Back. Sorry, Mariah, but something happened. The universe took you off the show. It's done. Right. Let's just bring the same freaking people back.
Yep. Agreed.
And move on.
Moving. Yep. 100%.
What's his face? Do you find him? Cyrus. What's his name?
Silas.
Silas. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Do you find him abusive? Is he nuts? What's his deal?
I don't know if I would call that abusive, but I feel like it's emotionally manipulative what he's trying to, I don't know what he's trying to do.
Silas, but yeah.
He's nuts.
She has grown on me so much.
Yeah, me too.
I think she's a real beauty.
Yeah, she grew on me as well.
He's
funny
with his psychoticness.
Season.
He's it's nuts. Not funny if you're married to him.
No,
but I feel bad for her. She's young, and if she has kids with him, she's fucked. And I do see them sticking it out and staying together. And he's like, "Oh well, if you know we fix our problems, and I'll be happy." He just wants her in line.
Yeah, when he was like, "What did he say?" When he was like, "I promise you, your life will change tomorrow." Like that was weird.
Aggressive.
Very
on camera in the house.
Was a little.
And if they weren't in a house, if they were alone, he would have followed her.
Yeah, you're right. And like been in her face. So he might be emotionally. I don't know. I don't like it. Whatever it is. It's not good. And it's really subservient, weird, misogynistic bullshit.
It is.
Like he needs to get the fuck over. She is not his servant.
It's fascinating to watch, but it's hard to watch.
Right. Agreed. I hope it comes back. We'll see.
Bria and her boyfriend are hilarious and they're just nuts. She's nuts. Yeah. She's great TV.
Great TV. The dog, all of it.
Great show.
I wonder, they don't get a reunion, it seems like, right?
Yeah, they just don't. And, you know, Summer House did it for a while. They just don't give it, I guess.
Right. You got to earn it.
I don't know what they would yet. It would have been nice. They could just pull it together. Come on.
Right. Give them one of the shitty, like, Watch What Happened Live reunion. I'll even take
seriously,
that.
Seriously, that'd be great.
All right, Sex and the City. I told Justine this. I enjoyed this episode. Look at me. Come around. Did you?
I love it. Yeah, I do. I'm like, I feel like I'm in heaven watching it. It just is so,
that's
it's
wild.
So nice. I
do
remember,
not feel like that.
It's just nice to have a character back that you think you lost. Like I'm living without Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso affected me. Like I remember where I was on the last episode of Sex and the City. It was a cultural phenomenon. Ted Lasso felt like that to me. I loved every episode of Ted Lasso. I'll watch every clip. I cry. I yearn for more Ted Lasso. And it's just nice to have these characters back, even if it's not Samantha. It's just, it's so fun. I love the way it's shot. It's colorful. It's expensive. We're not watching it on WeTV or like on FX. I like the HBO.
I thought this was the most similar episode to a real Sex and the City in the sense that there was like, it wasn't as disjointed. You got like a real kind of open and close with Carrie that felt like the old episodes where she's like starting talking, ending talking.
Uh-huh.
It felt like the old kind of column writing vibe. And then I thought like the Miranda stuff actually was really good. And I thought it was like
ridiculous
nuts, but I thought the tattoo stuff was funny. I thought her like,
yeah,
just, I actually enjoyed the episode. And I thought the Carrie grief stuff was actually really well done and not the like Carrie pandering, what? Like grief, her being
grief
upset like about
Greece. Is she into
Greece? I just felt like it was well done and I enjoyed it. I thought it was a little like, yeah, it was heavy, but good.
Miranda must be a good actress because she's acting like she's lost her mind. And it is kind of growing on me to watch her because maybe this would happen. Maybe you would snap after 80 hours and you become a lesbian or in 80 hours a week at a freaking law firm. It's a nightmare. Yeah. I don't know why everybody hates Che. I like her. I love her character.
She could leave. They could
leave. She's the demon of everyone hates her, but she was very calm about if Tyler came and kept his phone on and ruined my scene with Tony Danza, I'd be flipping out. Tony Danza looks frail. He's not the boss anymore.
Yeah. I take back what I said last week where I was like, he looks good. I know. Oh, God, he looks the same person.
He looks sad.
Oh, fuck. I think, you know,
but I liked the officer, like, I'd believed you. It's cute. It's got cute moments about the phone.
Yeah, it does. I think I also enjoyed the MILF storyline. Like that's kind of funny and the hot kid. And like, that's like, if we're going to have to be forced to watch like
wacky
Charlotte do this stupid shit, like I will prefer stuff like
that.
Are
they jerking off to a 14-year-old boy? I mean, it's a little odd. Like someone online made a good point. I watched it I didn't get offended, but leave it to Instagram to make you offended. And I read it like they're saying, oh, this is sick. What if it was a group of guys looking at a 14-year-old girl? And I'm like, well, that is a good point. It is odd looking back, but
it's a great point.
Yeah.
I think my other thing is no offense to Charlotte, but she doesn't dress hot at all. She's not going to be number two on the fucking list. Like she just
show
isn't.
Me,
and that is
head
no
count.
Offense.
I like, know.
Show me that, you know, there's the mom who's coming to school in her little yoga pants and sports bra. She exists. She's number two, not Charlotte in her petty skirt and like her petticoat skirt and her like full like top that's
no
covering
cleavage
every inch of her
you
skin.
Know
no
nothing
cleavage. Yeah, no,
her she could weigh 300 pounds or 110 pounds. You got no idea.
Yes, exactly.
And her friend is gorgeous, but she's
beautiful,
not giving me like
wearing...
she'll suck a 14-year-old off in the parking lot vibes.
Oh, she's wearing like tent dresses and shit, like
and trench coats.
These people are not the ones.
I did love the lunch with the four girls. It's cute.
Yes,
I love
that was
girl.
Good too. I think again,
the
if
author,
you can figure out how to
name Naya, if you
figure out how to integrate these people in a natural way, that's fine. And you'll notice this episode was tighter. You didn't have seven cutaways to everybody's like
and
their storyline. It really
together.
Was.
Yeah.
Yes. It was like Carrie and what's her face? Sia? Is that her name?
Seema. Like, yeah.
Seema, them together. The bag story was okay because it was dumb and it ended. Like, you know, like I think
that
kind of stuff.
Right. And
my
it kind of ties
though,
back to Carrie maybe in losing her shoes.
Yes.
Getting her shoes
stolen. The jewelry scene. Why did they watch the guys? And then why did she yell, I have COVID, to get everybody to run away?
Like, you're a bitch, Carrie. And that's
she
streamlines.
Almost caused the shit to get stolen. Yeah.
I do love. I love when she went home knowing and she called the guy, said, I have COVID. I love that. I wish she would have just told everyone she lied about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that she kept it going. But I'm like, maybe she does have COVID. And then I'm glad that, because at first I thought she was just making it up. It is the perfect excuse to get out of anything.
Right. It really is.
And for now, it's like, well, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Right. Come on over.
I hate the whole shtick of, I guess she has money from Big, so that is why never mind, my argument's lost. I hate the whole I love shoes thing. Can we grow past that? Can you send some money to kids that need it? Do you really need to buy shoes and all these colorful things that who's got a life to wear these dumbass shoes?
Those balloon shoes she tried on with like the massive balloons blown up. I know
it's
somebody else caught that. They looked ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. And I also, this is the other thing, this apartment, sweet that she still likes it. You don't want to be in your massive penthouse. Like, I just can't believe that's where you want to live. If you have money, is a one bedroom open. It's essentially a studio. You don't have a bedroom.
Right.
And that's where you're choosing to live.
And I never noticed the whole bed frame. She is living like a 20-year-old.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to live like that in your 50s.
It's
you
cute,
want a bedroom that closes and you want an office that closes. That was a perfect, like what she had it as before, like the little apartment you go to when you want like 2 hours alone or like you're out on the city or something.
Right.
Like, I just, I can't,
they want us to move on from Sex in the City,
but they,
and I will, I'm willing, but they need to move us on.
Exactly. That is the, that's a great point. It's like, it's, if you want it to be a different show, delineate it or make it the same, but don't like live in this gray area where we're stuck in her apartment. But then it's like,
and she's best friends with the girl. She's opening up her door. Who
says
that's okay, Carrie? You're weird.
I don't know. Yeah.
You best friends?
I'm not gonna
breastfeed her, Carrie. Brady, grow up, Brady. You're over in Europe. Go freaking get a life. Mommy's gotta be with Che now. She doesn't care about you.
I thought it was kind of sweet. I mean, she has to come back to New York. This is how they got her back. You know what I mean?
It is nice.
The whole season split.
Be like, Tyler, go bring him to the strip club. Go get him some titties. No, I'm just joking. Right? It's sweet, but I hate Brady. Everybody's always hated Brady. They've, you know, he's just obnoxious.
Hateable child.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was fun, though. Overall, I enjoyed it. And I will keep watching gleefully. Not gleefully, but all.
And, yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. I think, yeah, like I said, this was the most centered episode of them so far, I think. And so I enjoyed it, and we'll see where it goes. All right, listen, programming alert. Next week, we're going to do a what we're watching show outside of all the shit we talk about on the podcast, which is a lot. I just started Alone on Netflix, just in case anybody loves that show. The new season is out. And
I swear you watch shit on 2X.
You don't, right? And
I'm serious.
No, I put my kid to bed at like 5
the
p.m.
BET
like tonight,
awards.
You know, tonight I literally put Sterling to bed at 6 p.m. I was like, enough is enough.
Wow.
And he went right.
My kid would be calling me a bitch from the bedroom, or he'd be opening up the window and jumping out, and he'd be at the back door. I'm not joking. I can't trust them. God bless you. These fucking kids.
I was just
feral.
Like, I'm over it. And he laid right down.
He's probably tired. Does he nap during the day?
No, because he, I see at school.
That's
now.
Good.
So like they say, I mean, they do a quiet time, but they say he doesn't always do it. I think he's only five.
I'm banned,
like,
and we're done with the naps. It's time to go to bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps.
Oh, I put
not, they're up
I
all fucking him, night.
Oh, see, I give him a nap on the weekend just because I don't want to deal with him, and he still sleeps. So
I just want him to. These kids are wired. I got one kid that likes to sleep. These other kids just, they're gonna need freaking. They're going to be up. I think Warner's going to be up walking the streets like a freak all night when he's older. I worry. That's why I got to keep him really, really like.
Yeah, you got to keep him active.
Keep him swimming.
That's
I need a pool, Tyler, yeah. You fucking loser. You told me you were going to be really wealthy. Well, we're 8 years in.
Where's
I don't have $150,000 in-ground pool with a waterfall. Where is
one
it?
One day.
I got dog shit. I got t-shirts that are ripped up from dogs. I got soccer nets. I got two
no
Christmas
pool.
Trees that are in the backyard still. Fuck. We're losers.
All right, guys.
That's what we are. We're trash. Bye,
we
guys.
Love you. We'll be back before you know it. And that's it.